If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to go to Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18. And I want to share for a few moments on the topic, Satan wants to make you afraid. Satan wants to make you afraid. Father, I pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will speak to us. Lord, we don't want to hear from a man. We want to hear from the Spirit of the living God. Lord, I pray that you will shake this place this morning with your divine holy presence, that your power will shake this church this morning. Lord, that we would not be complacent, but Lord, we would recognize the battle that we're in. And I pray that you would strengthen us this morning, that you would empower us this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Satan wants to make you and I afraid. Afraid, frightened, scared, fearful, petrified, nervous, uneasy, tense, worried, horror-struck, frantic, hysterical. He wants to push back the influence of the church through fear. That's what he wants to do, friends. Let me tell you something. He wants to push back the influence of the church by using fear. But look what Acts chapter 18 says, verse 9. And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, "Do not be afraid." Don't be afraid. "But go on speaking and do not be silent." Can somebody shout amen this morning? Do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent. This is a prophetic word this morning. "For I am with you." Friends, God is with us this morning. Whatever you're battling, whatever you're coming up against, whatever giant you're facing, God is with you. Come on, somebody ought to be praising God this morning. "And no one will attack you to harm you." Listen to what this word says. "For I have many in this city who are my people." Jesus was telling Paul, keep speaking, do not be silent, keep sharing your faith, keep telling people about Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus spoke and said he would be with Paul in a mighty way. And by the way, you're not in the minority, you're in the majority. Satan wants us to feel like we're all alone to fight the battle. This lie is given to make us fearful, to cause us to shut up, to stop speaking. But I want to tell you today that you are not alone. You are not alone. Look at Romans chapter 11, verses 1 to 5. Paul says, I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. Here he's speaking of the Israeli people. For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah? How he appeals to God against Israel. Lord, they have killed your prophets and they have demolished your altars and I alone am left. I'm the last one, God. I'm the last one. That's what Satan wants us to believe. We're the last one. But what is God's reply to him? He says, I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. Now we know that these verses speak of the remnant of Israel. But I believe too that there is a remnant in the church. And I don't mean just this assembly. The church in Creston, there is a remnant. Hallelujah. There is still a people that believe in God. Elijah thought he was all alone. But again, that was a lie. God had 7,000 that had not bowed the knee to Baal. I want to say it again. As Israel had a remnant, so too has the church in this hour. Even in this town of Creston, God has a people who have not succumbed to the spirit of this world. I speak it forth in the name of Jesus. I declare it, hallelujah, from the mountaintops. Praise God. Satan wants you to think you're the only one that believes what you believe. You're the only one. But even now, the Holy Spirit is empowering us with His mighty anointing in the name of Jesus. You can't do it in your strength. It is going to take the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And I say today, Holy Spirit, come and fill us. Hallelujah. Fill us. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill us up. Our spiritual eyes need to be opened. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. And here we have the story of the prophet Elisha surrounded by armies that were sent forth to capture him. And when the servant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, behold, an army. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the spiritual eyes of every believer will be opened this morning into the spiritual realm where you live and dwell and move. Lord, lift us to a higher plane in the name of Jesus. Lift us up. Hallelujah. when the servant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. And the servant said, alas, my master, what shall we do? We're outnumbered, two of us, and thousands of them. Two of us and thousands of them. You see, this is what the media wants you and I to believe. That there's just two of us and thousands of them. Multitudes. We're outnumbered. So just shut up and crawl back into your cave and wait for the coming of Jesus. Is that what the Bible says to do? No. That's not what the Bible says to do. You know what the Bible says to do? Occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. This nation belongs to Jesus. This town belongs to Jesus. Can somebody shout hallelujah this morning? The servant said, alas, master, what shall we do? And the prophet said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. For those who are with us are more than those who are with them. I don't get that. The servant saying, one, Elijah, two. One, Elijah, two. He's looking over. He sees this city surrounded. How can we be more than them? How is that possible? There's only two of us, and there's thousands of them. I can see them with my natural eye. Then Elijah did what we all need to do, is he prayed. And he said, oh, Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. Oh, hallelujah. We need our spiritual eyes open this morning so that we can see, hallelujah, into the realm where God lives and dwells, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There was an army more powerful than any army that man can put together, and it is the army of God. Hallelujah. The spiritual forces of God Almighty. We need our spiritual eyes opened that we would see that there are always more of us than them. I don't care how loud they shout. I don't care how loud those demons scream. They are defeated by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, when you get on your knees and start praying, you're brought into another realm. We get lifted above our situation through prayer. And we get a revelation of the greatness of God. When God only has to speak a word, the devil makes all these big, huge words, and he just begins to shout them out. But all God has to do is speak one word, and he's finished. And friends, I've read the last chapter of the Bible. I don't know if you've read the last chapter of the Bible. It's in the book of Revelation. And do you know what the last book and some of the last verses in the book of Revelation say? I want to declare it this morning. What the last chapter of the book of Revelation says. You know what it says? We win. We win. We win. We win. We win. Satan is not going to win this war. He's only going to win if we let him win. God has given us authority and power over Satan to trample over scorpions and over all of the evil that Satan is pouring forth from his mouth. You and I are winners through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Can somebody shout it out this morning? Can somebody declare it this morning? We have to realize how powerful we really are and how effective we can really be when we trust Him and put our faith in Him. Don't let the devil and don't let fear bend you. Go to Ezekiel chapter 3, and I want to share something with you. Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3. I don't know what you're battling this morning. I don't know what you're fighting this morning, but you're not alone. You're not alone. God is with you. His power is in you. His anointing is flowing over you this morning. Hallelujah. Greater is He that is within us than he that is within the world. That's what the Bible says. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces. This is an interesting set of scriptures, but just stay with me this morning. Behold, I have made your face, speaking of the prophet, as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. You know what Satan wants you to do? Change your mind about what the Bible says. Are you hearing me? And Christians all over North America are beginning to change their minds about what we know to be the truth in God's Word. They're changing their minds. Because they've gotten a little pressure from somebody at work. Because they've gotten a little flack from one of their relatives. Hello, somebody. They're starting to change their minds. Don't change your mind on what you know to be the truth of God's Word. The media wants you to change your mind. One woman, or a group of women, were shouting out, "Don't touch my uterus." what's inside of you is alive. It's been created by God. I followed the pregnancy of my daughter-in-law, both of us. She showed us pictures from the very beginning, the inception, the beginning of that birth of Noah, who is now a month old, by the way. And we're going to Toronto in just a week or so to see that precious young boy as he grew in her womb, was a living being with a heartbeat. And I'm not afraid to say this morning that our government is evil. Evil. To defend the killing and murdering of innocent children. You think God's going to whitewash that? I say, no, he's not. Late-term abortions, baby parts being sucked out of the womb. Come on, I'm telling you the way it is. Do you think God is just going to sit by and say nothing about it? I've grown up in this country, born in this country. My forefathers came to this country in the 1700s. I have never seen such an evil government that what we have today. I have to tell you, I have never seen such an evil government. Evil, evil from the pit of hell. My prayer, and you may disagree with me this morning. Come on, Pastor Ripley, where's the love? My prayer this morning is that Trudeau will be gone in October. Gone! Finished! Kaput! And all of those who have gathered with him, whether in this nation or other nations of the world, if they continue on this track, they are headed to hell. You say, Pastor Ripley, are you going to bend? No, not bending. Sorry, not bending. Verse 9, like emery harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Fear them not, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. Here the prophet is speaking of the people of Israel, but all we have to do is look outside the four walls of this building, and we can see what's happening in our world as people are coming up against God. You know, I have to tell you this. I was so sickened almost to the point of puking when I seen on global news a woman marrying her dog. I'm telling you the honest truth, not faking it. In the UK, a woman had a minister and was going through the vows with her and her dog getting married. And when the vows were completed, please don't turn away from me, she kissed her dog on the snout and went home with her dog. Friends, if that's not sickening, what's sickening in this world? Have we forgot to blush at the iniquity that's being poured forth in our nations? I'm telling it the way it is, folks. I'm not making this up. I said I'm not making this up. People are spitting in the face of God with their corrupt behavior. Just recently in Edmonton, naked people on bicycles, unclothed, riding through the city, naked, and the police did nothing to stop it as children were there on the streets watching these naked people. Just driving through the city like it's just every other day. As the prophet Ezekiel was called to preach to a rebellious house, so are we called to preach to those who have rebelled against God and spit in his face. Say, we will choose our own identity. I don't care, God, that you made me a male or a female. I'll choose myself who I'm going to be. And as stubborn as they are, listen to me, because this is a word from God. As stubborn as they are in their sinful ways, so must we be unyielding in what we believe. You're not going to bend me, devil. I'm sorry, Aunt so-and-so. I'm not bending. I believe as it is written. God said it. I believe it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let the devil bend me. Oh, come on. Can't you bend a little? But that's not love. That's not love. You know what Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery? Go and keep sinning. No, that's not what he said. He said, go and sin no more. Isn't that what he said? He said to the man that just got healed, don't continue in sin or a worse thing will come upon you. Love is not holding back the truth. Love is speaking the truth, releasing the truth, standing on the truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And let me tell you, in case you don't know, that they're coming after your children. They are, and your grandchildren. See this forehead? Can you see my forehead? I want it to be hard as a rock. You take a hammer against it. You won't shatter it. And I'm talking about believing the truth. I'm talking about standing with God. I'm talking about believing what God's word says. I'm not going to bend. That's what we need to say this morning. Come on, somebody. I'm not bending. And that's what God was saying to the prophet. I'm not talking about being hateful or disrespectful. But you know, peer pressure is powerful. Family is powerful. Come on. The devil's going to tell you you've got no love. But it's not the real love. not the true love of God. Are you hearing me? You know, we don't like to talk about judgments. We don't like to talk about the tribulation. We don't like to talk about all the things that we read about in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, where God said, that's enough. God says, I'm bringing judgment. And what's going to come out of my mouth is a sword. That's what the Bible says. And he's going to devour his enemies. Are you hearing me this morning? I want to encourage you today to stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might in the name of Jesus. Don't let Satan weaken you.